Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The 5th annual Kenai Silver Salmon Derby wrapped up over the weekend. It was called a family-friendly fishing tournament where anyone can win prizes. They're awarded using a magic weight that's randomly drawn at the end of each derby day. And since any fish over 4 pounds is eligible to win, anglers of all skill levels have the opportunity to earn prizes. Kenai City Manager Paul Ostrander was joined Monday evening in front of the Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center by Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel to spin the wheel one more time for the final magic weight to administer the grand prize awards, which for adults is $5,000 and for youth is $1,000. Every single fish that was entered over the course of the 6-day derby was eligible, and whichever fish weighed in that's closest to the final spin walks away with the grand prizes. The final weight to walk away with the grand prizes was 4.83 pounds. 26-year-old Angela Covey, in her first year in the derby, walked away with $5,000 for her fish's weight, coming in closest to that mystery weight. Also, Joseph Craig was the winner for the youth category. He walked away with $1,000. Covey told KSRM,
"Well, I finally had the opportunity to enter in with my friend Tommy McMurray here. It was fun. It was tiring, but it was fun. I enjoy fishing and catching fish. I was fishing out of a boat and offshore."
She said she doesn't know what she'll do with the money yet, but intends on participating again next year. City Manager Paul Ostrander told KSRM it was a successful derby.
Now, the thing that was exciting about this year is that we were able to announce pretty early that the prizes were more significant this year, and I think that did pique a lot of interest. And it was cool that we had the winner in the adult category here today and the father of the youth category winner as well. You know, one of the things that we didn't mention here, though, I think that is really important is that half of the proceeds from this derby go to habitat projects to improve and protect the Kenai River. So half of the proceeds go to the prizes, and the rest of them go to habitat projects on the river.
No dates have been chosen for next year's Kenai Silver Salmon Derby. Members of the Anchorage Assembly are introducing a new law that would require everyone to wear a mask inside buildings, outside, and in crowded places in Anchorage. The hearing for this ordinance will take place in the next regular assembly meeting on September 28th. If the bill is passed, it will take effect immediately, and it will expire December 31st. The only way the law could be overlooked is if the city's COVID-19 level falls below the high alert risk, of which the municipality of Anchorage leads the state with the most new cases reported for COVID-19 on a daily basis. Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson took to social media saying,
"Today, the Anchorage Assembly introduced an ordinance mandating use of masks for nearly all individuals across the municipality of Anchorage. Let me be clear, I am opposed to this ordinance. I believe it is heavy-handed, out of line with the will of the people and businesses of Anchorage, and it serves as just the latest example of how this assembly believes it must force people into submission through fear and government sanctions. I encourage you to contact your assembly member and encourage you to participate in the upcoming Anchorage Assembly meeting regarding this ordinance."
In Anchorage, children under 5 and people who can't wear a mask because of physical or mental disabilities will not be required to follow the mask ordinance. And the hearing for this ordinance will take place at the next assembly meeting on September 28th in Anchorage. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.